Now, let's have a word with the gadget detective. Fevzi Turkalp joins us, as usual, this time on a Monday. And news of Nigel the robot, who could eventually tell you how to vote. Fevzi, yes. What's going on here?
Finally, Nigel is making plans for us. sorry, I couldn't help it. for listeners of a certain age.
Yes, absolutely.
So, Nigel is an artificial intelligence program that has been developed that is said to have developed general learning. So one of the issues with artificial intelligence so far has been that you can teach a computer to do a very specific, narrow, well-defined task, but it doesn't show general. And so you can teach it to play chess or Go or whatever, and it can beat the grandmasters, but it doesn't then know how to go out and draw up a shopping list, for example, or anything like that. So it doesn't have general intelligence. The idea behind Nigel is that he, or I guess he is a he, is a personal assistant produced by a company called Chimera Systems. And it's artificial general intelligence. So the idea is Nigel will try to learn as much about you as possible by looking through your various devices, your smartphone, tablet, PC. It will be allowed to roam free across all your data. And the idea is that he will learn enough about you to be really useful and do things for you without necessarily being asked by observing your behavior. He will try and work out your life goals and then make suggestions to sort of push you towards it. So if he then notices an advert for a job that might progress your goals, he may draw it to your attention, for example. So It's much more intelligent than you know, something that just tells you how to get from A to B or very specific tasks. Nigel, for example, has noticed that one normally turns off one's phone or puts it on silent in a cinema, and now does it automatically for you without being asked. So that sort of idea. I just hope Nigel never becomes evil Nigel,
yeah.
Because Nigel will know everything about you and will know exactly how to make you suffer in the worst way, and probably could blackmail you very easily. So it's like a human PA in the sense that for a human PA to be able to do a really good job of assisting an individual, they have to know all about you, your habits, your relationships, everything. The more a PA knows about you, be they human or otherwise, the better a job they can do anticipating your needs. And that's this. And the headline to this story is that Nigel will be able to tell you which way to vote, which I find quite frightening, because they'll work out, you know, what you need from a government to maintain or reach your goals, and therefore which they will suggest, if you want them to, which way you should vote.
Well, this certainly represents quite a step from where we are now. Many of us who have a particular manufacturer's mobile communications devices in our pockets have a sort of artificial intelligence thing available there, popularly known as Siri. And I tried just checking how Siri would cope with a question. Here we go. Have a listen to my discussion about voting with Siri. Siri, who should I vote for?
That's a very personal decision, Charles.
I know it's a personal decision, but I'm asking your advice.
I don't know what you mean by... I know it's a personal decision, but I'm asking your advice. How about a web search for it?
I don't think that'll help.
You don't?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
You're changing your tune.
That's something I don't know.
Do you sense that we're exploring the limitations of present-day artificial intelligence technology?
Here's
what I found on the web for Do You Sense That We Are Exploring the Limitations of Present-Day Artificial Intelligence Technology.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, there you see, I rest my case.
Yeah, so, I would just say Siri will get a little bit brighter tomorrow. Because tomorrow iOS 11 launches, which is the operating system that runs on iPhones and iPads and so forth, Siri is going to get something of a makeover. Siri is not as smart as some of its competition, arguably the competition from Amazon's Alexa and also Google's Google Now tend to be a bit smarter because Apple respects our privacy and doesn't trawl through all our data. The result of that, I believe, is that Siri is slightly less smart. So it's this sort of balance between privacy and utility when it comes to artificial intelligence. I do know that Alexa, in the run-up to the US presidential election, was telling Donald Trump jokes and Hillary Clinton jokes. So But then when he got elected, there was no need.
But Siri, at least as it is at the moment, he's got some amusing tricks. You know, at which one of us hasn't tried the I see a little silhouette of a man, which will set it off into doing the full lyrics of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool. But those are, see, that's not really artificial intelligence, is it? That's just set replies to common requests. Artificial intelligence has a long way to go yet, but as I say, from tomorrow, I think Siri will be just a little bit smarter. Wow. Did you notice that she wasn't able to contextualize your follow-up question? She couldn't understand it. So she replied something to you, you put that back to her, and then she said, I don't know what you mean by that, having just told you that.
Yes. So exposing a key flaw in the argument, yes.
Google's AI does that a little bit better, and it uses a lot of the tricks that very early sort of AI programs used to use, which is, you know, there used to be an artificial intelligence psychiatrist that used to just put it back to you and say, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? You know, and all this sort of thing. No real intelligence in there. But for a little while, it would sound as if it could be human.
Scary world. Just a couple of other things to mention before the artificial intelligence that's in charge of this cuts us all off. GIFs. Computer GIFs, the graphics interchange format that can be used to provide those amusing little moving snippets on the web. The GIF is, what, 30 years old?
30 years old, from 1987, when Atari and IBM roamed the world of computers. It's now 30 years old. These are those little animated graphics, low resolution, often get used in things like Facebook Messenger feeds and pretty much everywhere, you know, little animations just to illustrate a point or to... tell a joke, essentially. They're very nice. It's 30 years old, and we're still arguing about whether they're GIFs or GIFs. Almost everyone says GIF. The inventor says he intended it to be GIF.
Oh. Well, GIF for graphics, sure.
Which I thought was a kitchen cleaner, but there we are.
And your gadget of the week for us.
Yeah, quickly, the gadget of the week is from a company called Humax, H-U-M-A-X, and it is a model called HDR 1100S. Now, what this is a FreeSat receiver. So you most of us are familiar with FreeView, which we receive subscription-free television through our aerial, but there is the equivalent that comes through a satellite dish called FreeSat. It is coming through the satellite, but it is still free. It has the benefit of over 200 channels, including some high-definition channels. And the uses for this are for those people, for example, who are in areas where the FreeView signal is poor for whatever reason, they can do it. Or people, for example, who used to be Sky customers and whose dishes are still up. Those Sky dishes are pointing in the right direction for FreeSat satellite as well. And therefore, you can, even if you keep the Sky box after the end of a subscription, you can watch limited amount of TV, but you can't record. Whereas on this device, which you then unplug the Sky box and plug this in instead, it will record. It's got two tuners, so it can record two things at once. Several hundred hours of storage on it. Very nice TV guide on it. I have to say, one of the things that lets down a lot of the competitors of these sorts of units is that the electronic program guide is poor. Whereas this one is nice, and it's got a nice app, a FreeSat app that you can run on your smartphone as well. So you can do all the normal things: pause, rewind, record. The 1 terabyte box, which is the middle capacity box, can store about 500 hours of standard definition TV on it, so you get access to all the on-demand players as well. All in all, it's a very nice little unit. I do think it's quite worthwhile. And price wise this price starts at $199, although shop around, you can get it for a bit less than that.
Great.
4 stars out of 5.
Excellent. Good to talk to you as ever, Fevzi Tokalp, our gadget detective. BBC Radio Oxford.